stays there from 17 hours to 1755. God bless you.
Hello, Kasama.
One Love Radio.
94.9 FM.
Hello, Mungu.
One Love Radio.
87.7 FM.
Hello, Siavonga.
One Love Radio.
91.5 FM.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumbar Tailash. The headlines. SEPA Zambia concerned with report of attacks on maize fields in Livingstone. Manchester United Fan Club gives back to the community through annual charity initiative. International news, 5 killed in suspected suicide bombing at mosque in Nigeria's Borno State. And in sports, Chipolopolo train at Labi Zauli. And now the news in detail. Save the Environment and People's Urgency, SEPA Zambia, is concerned with the report that over 500 households in Livingstone West and Nasazu camps have had their maize fields attacked by swarms of short-horned grasshoppers, while more than 100 hectares have also been affected by armyworms. SEPA Chief Executive Officer Miles Zulumuke says this will have an impact on the food security in these farmers' households and the overall food supply in the region. Shessens urged the DMMU to move in quickly with relief food so that people should not be affected beyond limits.
This will have the impact on food security in this farmer's household and in all over food supply in the region. Climate change brings about a lot of disturbances and uncertainty in our lives. Therefore, there is need for preparedness on behalf of the government, through Ministry of Agriculture, to make sure that they move in very quickly to mitigate these insects before they spread to some other places. Preparedness is a key to adapt climate change.
The Manchester United Fan Club Zambia has once again demonstrated its commitment to giving back to the community through its annual charity initiative. This year, supporting Home of Hope Orphanage as part of its festive season activities. We have more details in the following report by Alex Sianga.
Church bell rang, street shined with light, and families gathered in warmth and tradition as Christmas Day arrived, bringing with it the spirit of joy, generosity, and hope. Across communities, the celebration of Merry Christmas marked a moment to pause, reflect, and reconnect, sharing goodwill through laughter, music, and act of kindness that continues to unite people during the most cherished season of the year. The Manchester United Fan Club Zambia reflected on the same trajectory by giving back to the community through the Home of Hope Orphanage, currently hosting 35 children and 5 adults. Timothy Chiweshe, chairperson of the organizing committee at This to Say, and several sponsors.
Okay, so on the items purchased for the orphanage, we have Mary meal, we have bathing soap, we have rice, we have sugar, we have adult diapers, we have cooking oil, macaron, toilet paper, to just mention a few. So all these items will actually go a long way into alleviating the needs of the children here, and also to ease up the pressure the caregivers actually giving. They are doing a good job, so to say, because it's not a need of a child to lose their parents. You know, I think this should be the message out there, especially to those that are still maybe keeping the children of maybe their relatives at home. Don't mistreat them, because it's not their wish or will that they need to lose those parents at the younger age. So having people like Mama Jean who have actually come to say, okay, I take care of the children that seem not to have care in their homes that they're coming from. It's the number one gratitude that we need to give to her, because it's not easy raising over 40 children that are here without anything that she's doing to support them. So she needs people like us to make sure that we come on board time and again to make sure that we sustain the needs of these children and many other that might still be coming, because this is a transit home. They'll come here, get the care they need, education as well, so they transit and then others come in. So like that, so we urge each and every individual and corporate partners that can still partner with Manchester United Fan Club Zambia to make sure that we continue with this good cause that we've started for the years that we've been doing it. So with this, we call upon all to come on board.
My name is Ruth Nauf. I'm a medical doctor by profession. I'm also the CEO of Cowell's Clothes. It's a clothing brand. So my motivation to start that clothing brand, I'm a single mother, and for me, I'd like to make a difference. You know, there's always been all this backlash about single mothers, and yeah, so for me, I'd like to go into entrepreneurship to bring the change. And so for me to help out with the children, it's a very big deal to us, because children are like the future, and we would want to see a change in them, to bring them up in the right direction. We do not want to have a lot more of single mothers, and so to empower them is a very big deal for us. So we decided to partner with Manchester United supporters so that we can bring a change into the lives of these children, because we'd like to see them.
From Proud Me Foundation, one of the managers there. So Proud Me Foundation, we believe in empowering the vulnerable, the orphans, because we believe this season in particular is all about family, and they do not have that family. So why not share the little we have with the family that they have?
My name is Jenny Mlenga. I'm the mother here. I am very grateful for the support that you have given us, and thank you for taking off your time to come and visit us, especially today, that tomorrow is Christmas. This brings joy to us and the children as well, you know, who are very happy to receive the things that you have brought, which will go a long way this festive season. And thank you very much for coming. We have 40 children, 45 children and 5 adults who are special.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka, I am Alex Yanga. We go back to the studio and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Alex, for that report. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, granted 474 standard licenses and 100 construction permits in the year 2025, collectively representing a pledged investment of 67.2 billion kwacha, approximately $2.9 billion. Speaking at the ERB end-of-year media briefing, ERB Executive Director Elijah Sichone says the approvals demonstrate continued investor confidence in Zambia's energy sector, aimed at addressing the current electricity deficit and ensure sustained supply of petroleum products. Mr. Sichone says the approved licenses were distributed across three key subsectors: electricity, 11 licenses accounting for 2% of approvals, petroleum, 274 licenses making up 58% of the total, and renewable energy, 191 licenses representing the remaining 40%. He says the approvals are not merely administrative processes, but are instead critical interventions that directly contribute to addressing the electricity deficit, industry and key economic sectors, improving the security of supply of petroleum products, which are essential for transportation, mining, agriculture and manufacturing.
Which position Zambia as the regional